Now, on a rather different subject, the lowest possible temperature you can get liquid water to has been calculated. If you ask any group of school children what temperature does pure water freeze at, you'll normally get the answer 0 degrees Celsius, which is the standard answer and is the temperature below which ice is more stable than water. But that isn't the whole story. It's actually quite easy to get water below this temperature just by putting a bottle of very clean water in a freezer. Because although large crystals are more stable than liquid water, a very small one isn't. So most of them shrink and melt before they become big enough to be stable. But how cold can you actually get liquid water? Valeria Molinero and Emily Moore from the University of Utah decided to do away with the experiments entirely and try and solve this problem in a computer. This isn't easy, as forming ice intrinsically involves a lot of water molecules, and because they sort of form crystals and they break up all the time. And to get a meaningful result, they had to model over 30,000 water molecules interacting with one another. And in fact, in order to do it in a sane amount of time on their computer, they had to model their water molecules as a single lump rather than as three separate atoms. They found that as the water cooled, more and more of the water formed tetrahedral structures, which were somewhere between ice and water, both in their structure and in density, which they call intermediate ice. And this can then either convert into ice proper or into disordered glass-like structure when the whole lot finally froze. Now, after all this work, they finally found the theoretical lowest temperature you can cool water to, and it's actually minus 55 degrees Celsius, which is rather a lot colder than you'd expect.
That's phenomenal. I mean, that's so far below its freezing point that it makes me question whether the freezing point really means anything.
It is very meaningful, and it is the temperature which it's more stable at, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is the temperature which it will freeze at. This all might sound quite academic, but supercooled water is very important in many types of cloud, and it's actually been discovered there at minus 40 degrees Celsius already. And understanding how water behaves at these temperatures will help understand clouds, and so hopefully assist with weather and climate predictions.
So modelling the coldest you could possibly get cold water is actually not just quite a lot of fun, but it's actually quite meaningful as well.
Indeed.